I'm sitting here after the £1.40 unconference with Sue Thomas and Toby Moores. Sue was on a panel. Toby was moderating it. They've just been saying really interesting stuff, and I didn't have audio being switched on, so I've now switched it on. You were just talking about anarchy. So tell us, Sue, about anarchy at unconferences.
Well, unconferences kind of encourage anarchy because they're asking people to organise themselves. But that means that you then produce a group of people or an audience who are in the mode of speaking up and speaking their minds. So it's quite difficult to set that against if you decide then to have a bit of a more formal structure at another part of the event. It's balancing those two different modes, which can be quite difficult.
Did you find it uncomfortable on the panel then?
No, not at all. except it is a bit strange when you're trying to think about answering a question and the audience is laughing at something, or somebody else is actually answering a question and the audience is laughing and you don't know what out, so you have to look at the scrolling screen.
I don't think that works. What we should have done is left the questions up so people can be wondering what question's going to come next, or some mechanism for them to indicate what questions they want next, or... there's a bunch of those things. I tell you what we were originally going to do. We were not going to do a panel. What we're going to do is come out here and have a sofa, and one of the tables in the third session was going to be a seated table. So it was going to be a group of people that we had elected to sit together, and we were going to stream that live. And then it's like, well, that's effectively a panel. Why don't we put it up on stage and everyone can listen to it, and rather than gather out here and stand around while people talk. And I guess that's why, and that's another answer to the question, why did we not go into the audience with mics, which we've done before, but I think we wanted to have that sort of a cleansing of the intellectual palate, that you can actually sit back and listen to somebody rather than be, you know, thumping the table or, you know, waiting for your turn. But, it, you know, it was good that people wanted to talk. I'd also run out of headspace, if I'm honest.
What about this idea of... I mean, so you've organised unconferences. I've been to quite a lot of them. This had a bit more structure than the classical unconference style, which I thought it worked pretty well.
Yeah. Yes, I thought it worked well. I mean, in the past, I've organised unconferences, and Toby's been along too. And you always have to spend quite a lot of time at the beginning explaining to people what this is and how it's going to work and what you have to do. So it takes a while to get it off the ground. Whereas today I think people were much clearer. It was because it was slightly guided. We didn't have to spend a lot of time teaching people
Also, they turn up late. What we found before, you do the big spiel about this is how we're going to do it, blah, blah, blah. And then because that happens absolutely at the beginning, you know, you either allow 2 hours for everyone to turn up or it's half an hour and yet people are still rolling in. So this structure means that you get all of a lot of the benefits of unconference, which is the conversation, which is the critical bit for me. But it's a bit more tolerant of, you know, late arrivals or people who understand it less or whatever. I prefer it. I think, you know, semi-constrained is much more powerful than unconstrained or fully constrained. You know, I like it.
Yeah, I mean, I made some video about 5 or 6 minutes into the first session where I just walked through the room with the tables, you know, the conversation happening around the tables, and the buzz was already starting, and that was quite quick.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't a lot. It seems to me there wasn't a lot of hanging back in terms of getting involved in conversation. For me, that was fun and that worked really well. I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. What next? You said something about raising £140,000.
Yeah, I just thought that... I mean, I love the idea, Nick's idea of the million-dollar web page, you know, where every pixel was a dollar. And, you know, he was saying we could do this for £1.40, and every pixel is £1.40. Will we get to $1.4 million? No, but we might get to £140,000. And, you know... It's just a nice, simple pledge. It's 100% to the charity. There's no admin costs or anything. And it's, you know, something that people might gather around. So I thought we'd have a go at it.
Okay. Well, that's for next year, I suppose.
Well, we'll certainly take a little bit of time to accumulate that kind of money, but we're going to build it in the next few weeks. We'll be mentioning it whenever we can. And, you know, as the pledges come in, hopefully the number will build.
And all the money from this event has gone to the Disaster Emergency Committee, which is www.dec.org. Sue, Toby, thank you very much.
No problem.